What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, we are back again today with a huge episode highlighting the latest AI tool that is 100% trending and definitely the hot topic on all of the socials right now. And for all of the talking heads and influencers in the AI space, like me, not that I would call myself an influencer yet, but got to manifest those goals, right? And if you have been on the socials and if you follow the AI community, you have likely heard of it already, and that is Cursor AI. Cursor AI is an AI-enabled code editor, and it is sweeping the community right now, like I said, with its functionality and feature set, basically making coders of everyone and us all. And I'm not going to bury the lead at all today. I am including Cursor in our episode today because I want you as marketers to, as an action item today, work on building a free tool, a web-based tool that can generate leads in your market. By combining this Cursor AI tool in Claude 3.5 Sonnet, which we have also talked about, this is easier and more possible than ever. And it's this combo that has everybody kind of losing their minds right now. The coding and code writing capabilities of Claude, Sonnet 3.5, combined with this AI-assisted coding experience within Cursor, and it's really incredibly powerful. So what I want you to start doing this week is thinking of a free tool that you could build and start to develop that code within Claude, develop that code for that free tool. You can enable the artifacts feature within the Claude settings, which is going to allow you to basically watch the development of the code or the tool right along with the generation within the Claude interface. And just see how far you can get with the code within Claude, but then take what you've made and bring it over into Cursor and try testing out the rich feature set. Let it guide you along the course for coding the tool you want, guide you along in the steps, because it'll take you through step by step. And just use those features that Cursor offers to take the project as close as you can to the finish line. I have been tinkering around with a couple of tools, free web tools using Claude 3.5, and I have always found an excuse, whether it's the time in the day that I have available or whatever, to not quite finish. I think what I'll do for you navigators for the show in the coming days and weeks is work through a tool using Claude, using Cursor, and then do a follow-up episode with how that tool was created, the experience I had, and so on and so forth. But for today's episode, for a Monday episode, I'm just going to go through a little bit of the history of Cursor, the background of the tool and the company, as well as the feature set or feature list that Cursor offers, and just give you a little bit of a tour of the site and a rundown of kind of what the whole value proposition is, according to their team. And then I'm going to let you guys run wild and see what you can come up with your tools. Okay, first, for a little background on the tool Cursor, it is developed by AnySphere Incorporated, or AnySphere Inc., which is a team of programmers and computer scientists, AI experts. The founding members are, and I apologize in advance for mispronouncing these names, but Aman Sanger, Arvid Lunemark, Michael Truel, and Swele Asif. And according to Crunchbase, I will link to that article as well in the show notes, it was founded in 2022 and has received funding from notable investors like Andreessen Horowitz. And I have linked, again, I've linked to the AnySphere website, but I will go ahead and just read their landing page here for anybody that's listening along. It is short and to the point. It says, quote unquote, with a header, engineering genius. AnySphere is an applied research lab building extraordinarily productive human AI systems. To start, we are building the engineer of the future, a human AI programmer that's an order of magnitude more effective than any one engineer. This hybrid engineer will have effortless control over their code base and no low entropy keystrokes. They will iterate at the speed of their judgment, even in the most complex systems. Using a combination of AI and human ingenuity, they will outsmart and out-engineer the best pure AI systems. So I really like that, actually, that mission or value statement there, where they're very clear in that, hey, we're definitely building the AI coder of the future, but guess what? It's not all going to be AI. It 100% needs human ingenuity. It needs human input, which has been a theme and a pattern that we will continue to reiterate here on the AI Marketing Navigator. We talk about using these AI tools but also making sure that we maintain our input and our human creativity while we use them. For one thing, it's going to keep us as humans, as the human race, relevant and necessary to our future robot overlords. But primarily, it's what's necessary to create a good product and get good outcomes right now with these tools. And the fact that AnySphere is behind that is awesome. Okay, continuing on their landing page now, quote unquote, "We are a group of researchers and engineers. We build software and models to invent at the edge of what's useful and what's possible. Our work," which is Cursor, "has already improved the lives of hundreds of thousands of programmers. If this excites you, we'd love to work with you." And it looks like AnySphere is hiring for like a research engineer, a software engineer, design engineers. So for you engineers out there, you computer scientists, you programmers who can actually build the tools that are going to help the rest of us program, definitely check out the landing page here if you're interested. Okay, so now let's hop over quickly into the features that Cursor offers and why I think this is such an insane coding productivity tool. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen really quickly. For anyone watching along on video, I am now on the Cursor website. Of course, the link is in the show notes, but they just have a ton of features. I'm just going to hop right over to their feature list, and I'm just going to do my best to kind of summarize them and call out the ones that I think are going to be the most impactful. The first one is called Tab, and it's a set of features that are essentially all of their autocomplete functionalities or features. And if you work in any of these text editors or coding development environments, or if you've done any programming before, you're probably aware that many of these tools, many of these editors now do have somewhat of an autocomplete feature where you can tab and the suggested code or the suggested results will be populated. And it looks like Cursor is absolutely going to be doing that as well, and even taking it to the next level and making it more impressive by the looks of it. So within that tab or within that autocomplete section of features, they have code generation. So based on your recent coding or your recent changes, it's going to suggest what code would come next or could come next, as well as the ability to make multiple edits, which is a feature called multi-line edits. There's a feature here as we scroll down the page called smart rewrites. And this just sounds awesome. Basically, it's going to fix your mistakes as you're typing. If you make any typing errors, and this is going to correct those as you go through your code. This one is just nuts. Next level, really, when it takes like when you're thinking about predicting your next coding action or what the coder or programmer is going to do next. And it is called their Cursor prediction feature. And apparently what Cursor is going to actually try and do is predict where you would next place your cursor, where you would place your type or input in your code, which is just crazy. It's just nuts. If it can actually accurately say like, oh, they're going to try and jump to this next section of code, that would be pretty impressive. The next feature here is the chat feature, or the next group of features are their chat features. And again, this is just so cool. You guys are blowing my mind as I scroll down the page here. This is the functionality that's going to literally let you talk back and forth with the AI that has full access to your code base and has been developing your code base along with you. It knows exactly what you're trying to accomplish. By using the command at codebase or command enter, you can actually query your AI or the AI for code-based answers. So it's actually going to search your codebase for the relevant code to your query. You can literally tag different files or modules of your code with the at symbol. So you can at different files and the AI is going to pull those files up for you or search for them dynamically, just right while you're chatting with the AI. And the next definitely one that I could not resist calling out. And I think it's probably, I don't know, maybe not one of the most impressive from a programmer standpoint, from a marketer standpoint, from somebody who isn't able to, you know, organically code something from the ground up. This is pretty huge. And that's the ability to use images. It reads here, quote unquote, "Hit the image button under chat or drag an image into the input box to include visual context into chat." And the example here is what I think is so amazing. And it's if, like, say you have a picture of a website or a web app, a UI, a user interface, or a design that you really like, or you want to use some aspect of or some features of or use as inspiration, you can literally share that with your Cursor AI, and it's going to suggest the code that's necessary to build a similar UI, excuse me, which is just so super helpful. As any creator knows, there's hardly anything original out there anymore. And we all use existing concepts for our inspiration and for our launch points, I think. So the fact that you can do that dynamically or just by pasting an image within Cursor is pretty cool. Definitely something we're going to test out and when we get into the tool. Okay, and seriously, guys, as we scroll down the page, the features just get more and more impressive. The next one here is an Ask the Web feature that's built right in to Cursor, and you can just add web with the at symbol within the tool, and it's going to allow you to search the web for any coding references or the latest information about a coding practice. I'm sure it's going to pull a lot of Stack Overflow, a lot of very popular forum posts for that information. If you need information on, like I said, a coding practice or just a project that you're trying to build or maybe a bug that you're running into, all of these things, you can search the web directly for those solutions. Okay, moving on. Next is something called Instant Apply. And this is just another one that I think is so programmer friendly. Let's say you're chatting with your AI, you're going back and forth, you're making iterations and changes to your code, you're backing out some of those changes, you're rewriting them multiple times, and you're tailoring it to exactly what you want to fix it to or what you need it to do, basically. And then once you've made all those changes, you can just click the play button according to the page here, and that's at the top of your chat window, and all of those changes will be instantly applied to your code base. So again, as far as iterating and tailoring something, doing multiple changes across multiple areas of your code, and then instead of having to go through and make sure it gets all applied in the correct place and paste it into the correct areas, you can just click a button and it's all going to get applied automatically. Okay, and then their last section of features here is the Command K features. And I'll again just read from the little shout out here. It says, quote unquote, Command K lets you edit and write code with the AI. To edit, try selecting some code, click edit, and describe how the code should be changed to generate completely new code. Just type Command K without selecting anything. Or excuse me, to generate completely new code, just type Command K without selecting anything. So it looks like these are essentially like their quick shortcut edits that you can do. You can literally just highlight a piece of code, click Command K, and either allow the tool to make the edits for you directly, or you can literally use natural language to describe how you'd like the code to be changed or what you would like it to accomplish. Apparently, you can also use Command K within the terminal, which for anyone who doesn't know is essentially the app within Mac, the terminal app, that's going to allow you to communicate directly with the operating system, with the OS, and run operating system commands. Definitely for the more technical users out there, but with tools like this, with Cursor, that's becoming less and less of the case. I always encourage you to probably be careful when you're tinkering around within the terminal, especially if you're not familiar with the commands. You don't want to, blow up your machine by mistake or something, but if you're going to tinker around, I think if you were using a tool like Cursor to help you walk you through what you're doing, all the better. And if you're going to do it, maybe use Cursor would be my recommendation. Okay. And then lastly, they have what's called a quick questions feature. So apparently you don't have to highlight code. You don't have to be in a certain area of your code base, but you can just ask a quick question, random question at any time by simply clicking the ask a quick question button. And right away, you're going to be able to get the answer to the question you need. If it's just a generic coding question that has nothing to do with your project or your app, I imagine that's what the quick questions feature is going to be for. Okay, so again, I cannot tell you how awesome and effective I think some of these features are going to be. It's one thing to consider how helpful this could be for people who are already advanced programmers, people who have been programming for a long time. Although I'm sure there will be some friction to adoption as very few people actually like change. I'm sure programmers, and I know programmers are probably very much some of those people who are set in their ways and set in their workflows. So actually, I imagine that it's going to take a little bit longer for the programming community to adopt these type of tools than for the non-programming community. But you can imagine how drastically a programmer's productivity would increase once they got used to using this tool, once they adopted it fully. And we're already seeing how this tool is enabling people who have never coded a single line in their life to build entire apps and web-based tools. And this is really just the beginning. Okay, so before I wrap it up, I just want to hop over and show you the pricing tab or go over the pricing for the Cursor tool. And then after that, you can just start going crazy with your builds and start building all the web tools and become a app developer overnight. Anyway, the pricing plan has three tiers: a hobby plan, which is free and includes a few features. I'll read the features here: a 2-week trial of Pro, 2,000 completions, 50 slow premium requests, and 200 Cursor small issues. Okay, so a couple of things to probably define there for you. First, the difference between slow and fast uses. Cursor answers this question with the following, quote unquote, "Fast uses of premium models are given first priority by our back end. On Pro, once you hit your fast usage limit, you can still use premium models, but your requests must be queued behind others at times of high load." And then Cursor Small is Cursor's custom model, and they describe it as, quote unquote, "Cursor Small is our custom model that is not as capable as premium models, but it's faster and useful for quick editing tasks." So at that free hobby tier, you're getting 50 of those slow premium requests, so no fast premium requests at the free tier, which makes sense, and 200 of those Cursor Small uses. I guess I should also clarify here that they are essentially charging you for hitting up those premium models, ChatGPT-4, GPT-4o, Claude 3.5 Sonnet, and that's what they mean by those premium requests. Okay, the next tier up is the Pro tier, and that's at $20 per month or $192 per year. Looks like you can save $48 if you switch to the yearly option for each of the tiers here. And at the Pro tier, you're going to get everything in that hobby tier plus an unlimited amount of completions, 500 fast premium requests per month, unlimited slow premium requests, unlimited Cursor small uses, and 10 Claude Opus uses per day. So they're giving you some additional Claude Opus requests, which is I think the model right below 3.5 Sonnet in Claude's stable of LLMs there. And then finally is their business tier, which is a $40 per user per month price. So it does switch to a per user price there by the looks of it. But I do really think these prices are quite fair, especially at that Pro level, I think. But at the business level, you're getting everything that we mentioned in the previous two tiers, but it's more team-based and more enterprise-based. You're getting centralized billing as well, an admin usage dashboard, the ability to enforce that privacy mode, and the ability to protect your data and basically have zero data retention from OpenAI and Anthropic. Like I said, essentially, I think that means that your data will never be used or retrained from your requests or used to retrain other models in the training of training of Cursor models or others in the future. Okay, so there you have a rundown of Cursor and all of its features and why I think it's really going to be game-changing for programming primarily. But of course, we are really concerned with marketing and marketers here on the AI Marketing Navigator. So I really feel bullish on how these tools can affect our marketing departments and teams. And basically what this means, guys, is that we no longer have to reach out to developers. You no longer have to outsource to someone on Fiverr or one of these hiring or one of these freelance websites to build a tool or to build a marketing feature, which is really a huge deal. Absolutely the best way I think that we can use these AI tools right now, other than helping us, you know, syndicate and mass publish or bulk publish our content, is in a coding way or a coding application. And as marketers, I see no better coding application than the building of free tools to use as lead generators. So again, your homework, your one main action item for today's episode is to start tinkering around with Claude and Cursor just to see what ideas you can come up with and just to see what kind of features or, user experience you can generate after a couple of passes. Remember, this doesn't have to be perfect. Doesn't have to be anything super fancy. You know, lots of people are out here trying to build businesses and startups with these tools, which is fine. But we're going to try and stay focused on our marketing, agencies, on our freelance agencies, on our personal businesses. So we just need something simple, easy to use, and that's useful to our ideal customers. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.